Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marshani, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks out there know Stitcher, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests. And you folks who listen in often know that we've touched base with almost every school out there, but today we have our first Jamestown Jimmies player. We've never had a kid from Jamestown on the program, so I'm excited about that. He also participated down in Florida in January at the Tropical Bowl, and this Tuesday he'll be arriving in Indianapolis to be in the National Scouting Combine. After a great career, we welcome Manuel Najara. Manuel, welcome to the program. How's today treating you?
Man, I just got done working out, getting my sprints in. It's lovely today. You know, the sun's out here in North Dakota. It's no snow. Perfect weather.
And I'm curious, being a kid growing up in South Los Angeles, was it easy to get acclimated to that North Dakota weather?
No. The first year I was here, it was crazy. It was like negative 70. I don't know. I was confused. I wasn't sure if I was still in the U.S. or in like Antarctica or something.
Yeah, like you said, man, that's a big change. I mean, so I'm curious, man. I mean, so you do your thing out, in L.A., you're a West Coast kid. You know, what opportunities did you have coming out of high school, and how did you end up playing for Jamestown?
Man, I feel like I had a crazy journey. Straight out of high school, I had a couple offers, a couple looks from D1AA schools like Northern Arizona. But their coaching staff got fired, and I didn't get to play my senior year because of eligibility issues. So I walked on at Washington State, and it was going all right till I tore my ACL. Then I decided to just go back home, go to a JUCO, and I went to Glendale Community College. Blessed to go there, love that place. Graduated, got my AA in social science, then went to Mayville State, then eventually transferred to University of Jamestown.
Wow. Now that you're looking back, did it go by in a blink of an eye, or did it take way too long?
Whew, blink of an eye, you know.
Yeah.
When I was at Washington State, I remember like, man, I couldn't believe I was, you know, there, and then all of a sudden, a blink of an eye, and I'm at Jamestown now. You know, it's crazy.
Excellent stuff. And earlier we reached out to your coach Beister, or Maestro, and he shared some kind words about you. He said anything you set your mind to do, he feels you're totally capable of it. And he said the team loved you. You're very endearing to everyone. What was your experience like finishing up with the Jimmies?
Oh my God, I love this place, man. I went to when I was at Mayville State. I thought I was going to hate North Dakota, and then I transferred here, and it completely blew my mind. It was like a family away from my family back home. You know, just everybody's just so caring and loving. And I've built some relationships with some professors that I never thought I'd build, you know, even with teammates. It's amazing.
That's excellent. And now I'm curious. You're down at the Tropical Bowl. What was it like for you? You're a small school kid, so you know those opportunities are very, very rare. You made the most of that opportunity,
oh, yeah.
Manuel. What was it like just letting these scouts know who you are?
Man, I felt like I had to let them know that just because it's NAIA doesn't mean, you know, we can't ball. There's a lot of us that can ball. So.
And, yeah.
Quick reminder.
any positive feedback? I know they're not going to just, you know, praise you up and down. They're there to do a job, and they kind of keep things very close to the vest. But any?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say what teams, but I had a couple of scouts come up to me, ask a little bit, you know, ask for some extra info. I was kind of starstruck because, you know, like as a kid, you dream about this stuff and you don't expect it to actually happen. And all of a sudden, boom, I'm there and I'm talking to, you know, a scout, and it's unbelievable.
No, it's a great opportunity. And like, again, in any small school kid, those are even, you know, a priceless commodity, if you will, because being seen by the guys can actually hire you. I mean, you know, eyes that seeing you live, that's a huge, huge, huge bonus. Now, I'm curious, man. I asked all the guys that come on the show, I mean, if we threw the tape on, what do you think these guys are going to love about you? What are your hallmark home run abilities, as I'd like to say, that's going to help you get on a roster?
Sideline to sideline, violent, and maximum effort.
Fair enough. That's a pretty good thing to have as a linebacker. Fair enough.
Yeah.
How about this one? Anything go unnoticed? And I just asked, you know, maybe the system you ran with the Jimmies didn't allow you to showcase more things. You could be a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community. I mean, what else can help you get on that 53-man roster?
Man, that's a tough question. I feel like being a team player, you know, a locker room guy, just being loved by your teammates, I think that's a key thing, you know, because chemistry is important on a team.
Now you come across as kind of quiet, humble. I mean, when do you kind of flip that switch on Saturday and become this, you know, I don't know, speedy linebacker making plays?
As soon as that clock starts, and that, you know, that whistle goes off, it's on. But even then, I don't talk as much. I'm still a little annoying sometimes because, you know, I'll give that little – you're walking by, I'll tap you with the shoulder, you know.
That's excellent. Now, I'm curious because, I mean, you're not a hybrid by many stretch, but I mean, you know, I could see you fitting a lot of different roles in terms of a safety. You know, you're just a speedy linebacker, so I think, you know, you got some options. Who do you compare to at the next level, but – do you get comparisons to anybody or anyone? Did you kind of say, hey, you know what, height, weight, speed, skill set, I'm kind of similar to this guy?
Ooh. It's weird, but I've had a coach tell me that he sees, like, a lot of Troy in me just because, like, the instinct and, you know, if I see something, I'm going to go get it. And I can kind of bounce back from it if it goes wrong.
And you're talking about the Garden Grove, Troy Polamalu?
Oh, yeah, that guy right there, head and shoulders.
Yeah. Definitely. You both got that long, flowing hair. You being a Los Angeles kid, I mean, was Polamalu a guy that you kind of maybe looked up to or kind of followed really closely?
Yeah, I did, actually. Him and, of course, Ray Lewis. Growing up, Ray Lewis was the man, still is the man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, two Hall of Famers, obviously, and hard to argue which one was more impactful. I mean, fantastic. And Troy, I cover the Steelers as well, so, I mean, being able to watch Polamalu week in, week out, I mean, it's just a blessing to see a guy like that do what he does. Now, you're going to be Tuesday, you're going to be going to Indianapolis. Any particular drills that you really read and impress these scouts with? Is there any focus? I know you want to do everything well, but is there anything you really – said, you know what, I got to nail the hell out of this. This is what I got to impress these guys with.
I just want to show them that I can move side to side, you know, that I have that speed, quick speed to flip directions and, you know, just go get that ball.
And when you got to leave? I mean, so Indianapolis, today's Saturday. You leave Monday, Sunday?
I'm leaving Sunday. I think we got interviews on Monday, check-ins on Monday, and then Tuesday we test, yeah.
Oh, man.
Super excited for it. Hell yeah.
I bet. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be like a dream come true. And your journey, man, like I said, I mean, mentioning all the schools, I knew a few of them, but I did not know about a couple of them. And like I said, you've had an astonishing journey. Any moments where you said, you know, did you ever get down, Manuel, and kind of say, screw it? Or have you always had that mindset that you're going to carry this through?
Oh, man, when I tore my ACL, I thought it was over, you know. First 2 weeks, I was crying, just couldn't even move my leg. I was just crying every day. I was like, man, it's over. But, you know, you build that resilience and just got to remind yourself that it might be part of the journey.
Yeah. Now, when do you get the sense that the NFL is on the horizon? I mean, I know none of you kids lack confidence. I mean, that's why you're all playing college football. I mean, and that's the goal. But when do you really get the sense, the realization that you can make this happen?
I think it's when you surround yourself with other guys that, you know, that have the potential and you guys are all playing well. I mean, you know, some of the guys on the team, they're really good, but when you play against other teams, that's when, you know, the real skills they show. You know, like when we played Morningside, it wasn't my best game, but I feel like that was my best game in terms of tackles and making plays and all that. You become a leader in that sense.
So throw the stats. What were the stats after that game?
I think I had 14 tackles and a QB hurry.
Nice. So you're getting after it that day.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Excellent stuff. Once again, Jamestown Jimmy's standout linebacker, Manuel Najera, here on the C2P, finding out what this young man brings to the draft table as he's on his way to the National Scouting Combine in Indianapolis this Tuesday. We're almost running out of time, Manuel, but anything that you love outside of the game of football? I mean, how do you like to spend your free time?
I love to fish, and I just love to hang out and listen to music.
Well, there's nothing wrong with either one of those things. Both of those things are very relaxing. Now, we do like to end the show. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, here we go. Any game day superstitions?
Oh, yeah. Got to put on the earplugs right before the game. Silence is key.
That's the just that one thing?
Yeah, that's my main thing.
Okay. How about this one? Nicknames? Did you have a nickname?
Ooh, this year I didn't, but at my previous school I had, they called me Little Troy or Flying Hawaiian.
Oh, those are great. Little Troy, the Fly. Which one did you like more?
I think Flying Hawaiian sounds better.
Fair enough. Yeah. Now when I post this to Twitter, you want me to? I'll say the Flying Hawaiian over the Detroit. The final one. This draft's going to be closing in on us very quickly. I assume you're going to be with family and friends that weekend to celebrate this next football moment. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Man, I feel like my mom. I keep it simple, you know, some chicken, some fried chicken, just simple. Nothing more.
Nothing more. Hey, you know what? That's all you need. If it makes you happy, Manuel, that's all you need. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by the show. We can't wait to, you know, I mean, everyone knows about you. It's not like you're, you know, but again, we just wanted to share you with our audience. You're going to be a guy that I think more people are going to want to know about as this draft really, really, really gets close as we count down the days. But hey, blessings on that trip to Indianapolis. We hope you knock it out of the ballpark. Stay humble, stay hungry, and continued success, my man.
Thank you, Bo. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Once again, the Jamestown Jimmy standout linebacker, Manuel Najera, here on the C2P. Again, if you want more of him, Stitcher, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and like a lot to like about this young man. And he mentioned the sideline, the hot sideline speed. I think that's what really gets this thing. This guy can beat a lot of guys to the edge and make the play, kind of seal that gap. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on a C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.